The Traveler's Journal,
July 27th. At home in the Trossachs. Scotland's highlands harbor 2,000 years of singular history and colorful culture. Scenic treasures, awesome and subtle. Superb golfing, fishing, walking, and the single malt elixir the Scots call whiskey. The Trossachs, an area of humpbacked mountains and loch-filled glens in Scotland's heart, have a reputation as encapsulating the Highlands' essence, as well as being close to everything else. Within easy reach of Edinburgh and Glasgow, this was the first part of the Highlands to be visited and romanticized by those who sought solace in semi-tamed wilderness, the majesty of heather-carpeted hills mirrored in clear lochs. Wordsworth found inspiration in Loch Katrine's shimmering beauty, as did Sir Walter Scott, who also made a legend of Rob Roy MacGregor, the early 17th-century local brigand and cattle rustler whose exploits were most recently portrayed by Liam Neeson. It's easy to understand the Trossachs' attraction for those who love magnificent landscapes and wonderful walking. Loch Katrine, which supplies Glasgow with fresh water, is more pristine and beautiful than ever. That fact is clearly evident from the deck of the old steamship, which still tours its reforested shoreline. It's even more evident from the top of Ben An, the nearby 2,400-foot peak, where a classic Highland panorama previews some of the world's finest walking. Though Trossach paths are marked and many, having a good map or guide who knows the way does help. Of course, it's always wise to bring foul weather gear, and there's that extra incentive of the cordial pub that lies at every trail's end. You'll find a wealth of travel resources at our site on the World Wide Web, travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.